The Metro Vancouver weather forecast is looking like it will stay dry for Halloween trick-or-treaters this year. And they may also see the Northern Lights dance in the sky that night, too. Locals have enjoyed a stretch of sunshine over the past week, but there was a fear that Tuesday, October 31st would be wet, as a storm rolls in off the Pacific, replacing frigid, bone-dry Arctic air with a wet, warmer pattern. According to VIA's Downtown Centre Vancouver Weatherhood Station, Monday and Tuesday will likely be dry and sunny, with double-digit daytime highs reaching 11°C and 14°C, respectively. Overnight lows will also stay above freezing, expected to drop to 4°C and 5°C. Geomagnetic storms. Chance to see Aurora Borealis in Metro Vancouver on Halloween. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center continues to advise of an increasing probability of G1 minor geomagnetic storms to wrap up the month. Now, the center has posted a storm impact update for Monday, October 30th, noting that a G1 geomagnetic storm could cause weak power grid fluctuations, affect satellite operations, and affect some migratory birds. It also notes that the aurora is commonly visible at high latitudes, northern Michigan and Maine, when these levels are reached. On Monday, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, UAF, expects that the aurora will have high activity, which will make it possible to see the lights dance overhead in cities like Inuvik, Rankin, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Thunder Bay, while they will be viewable low on the horizon in places such as Seattle, Boston, and Halifax. This most likely means that Metro Vancouverites will see the aurora manifest lower on the horizon, too. The university's online aurora monitor map shows what regions the aurora's green glow will likely reach, as well as other areas where there is less of a possibility. Additionally, there is a brief description below the map of the aurora activity on that particular day. You can switch to other days to see the forecast, too. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. The Metro Vancouver weather forecast includes more aurora viewing opportunities. On Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween revelers may see more than ghosts and ghouls on their big night out. While it typically appears as more of a cloudy manifestation locally, without the green glow, it may be possible to bring out that trademark color if you have a camera with a longer exposure. The UAF says active displays are possible overhead from Juneau down to Vancouver. The aurora's reach likely won't extend as far as it could on Monday, but it may still be possible to view the lights low on the horizon locally. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Wet weather is expected to commence in the Vancouver region either Wednesday or Thursday, but it is expected to be quite wet later in the week. To find out what the weather will be like in your specific trick-or-treating neighborhood, check out the Closet Station on Weatherhood. It has detailed forecasts for over 50 weather stations across the Lower Mainland, providing you with up-to-date information about what to expect.